last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of The Last Savior. This is Asma. I have the honor to be here as your host. And here with us, like the usual format of this program, we have Brother Alavi with us. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting me to your show.
Thank you for being here. How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah, shukranallah. Thank you very much.
So good. Well, it's always a pleasure to be here because that means we're going to have a touch upon so many narrations that would enlighten us about Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajah, and that's a pleasure, of course. Well, as children, when we grow in a Muslim family, the first concept that we are going to be familiar with is the concept that watch over whatever single thing you do, because then at the end of each week, because the Fridays are the day that we're awaiting Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajahu sharif to just reappear, is to take care of your deed, because at the end of each week, the notebook, let's say, of your deeds is going to be represented to him, and then he's going to watch over every single thing that you have been through throughout the week. This might turn into a question that, is it for real? Is it true that he's going to watch it all and see it all and then consider every single thing that we have done?
Definitely, yes. But this answer is not mine. It's Al-Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran, وَقُلْ أَعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. That is Allah and His Prophet. And والمؤمنون, and that is the believers, the manifestation of which are the imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. They are observing your actions. So when we are saying that they are seeing and they are checking our actions, it's not something that we need to refer to some hadith, for them, though we have plenty of hadith that even emphasize such a thing.
And they're so, like their fathers too.
Definitely. So at least we can say the minimum thing, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least 28 eyes are watching us daily basis, right? Because we have at least 14 infallibles, that the manifestation of the or materialization of the mu'minun or believers. So they have 28 eyes, aside from the angels. So our actions are presented to them even based on some hadith and narrations that we have in the Kafi, Usul Kafi, Principles of Kafi, that our actions are presented to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. This is regardless of what Imam actually sees from us. Our actions, the folders of our actions are presented to Imam based on some hadith once, based on some other twice a week, they are presented to Imam alayhi salam. So we need to be careful and watchful of what we are doing. Suppose that we are talking here and we think that, okay, the president or even the leader of this country is watching and he's listening to what is happening here. Are we going to
say
everything and talk nonsense, for example?
Of course not.
Definitely. But when you see the most important entity in the world and the most important existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the scene of the earth is watching us day and night. So what is our reaction then? If we hear that, for example, the leader of this country have heard that what we are saying, he was directly watching and listening to what we are saying, and we said something, for example, a nonsense,
haphazardly,
we cannot even sleep for the whole night. Let's see what I said, and he heard what I said.
We'd be more cautious about the things
definitely
that we're
gonna say. So we need to be different when we are doing every actions of ours. So wherever we are, so having this knowledge that they are watching us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watches us. Whatever we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees and observes what we are doing. Definitely, they are, again, the creatures and servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the pure servants of Allah. They are also watching us.
Yeah.
But so we have to be more thankful of what we are saying.
Exactly. I think the thing, it starts from the very point that we become aware of this very fact that there are eyes watching over us. So this is the first point. Let's keep it in here. Go for a short break and then we'll be back to pursue the rest.
I can feel your eyes, like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
So, as you said, brother, God is watching over us. And aside from God, His infallibles also are looking at whatever we do on a daily basis or throughout our life, step by step. So, if we consider this very point, we'd be more aware and cautious of whatever thing we do in this life.
Yeah, the Imam of the age, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, sees all of our actions. And all of our actions are presented to him, at least on a daily basis, on Fridays. So we need to be cautious of what we are doing.
Now, aside from being cautious, what's the use of all of these folders being presented to them?
Some of the affairs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are submitted or are resignated to some believers and some of the infallible creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Sinara. The same way that Allah did on other prophets and other imams. We don't want to say that our imams are prophets. No, they are not prophets. They are imams. They are successors of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we have seen the same thing. The proof of God on the scene of earth was the one who takes the actions and the affairs of servants and presents them to God. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the night of Qadr does the same thing. The
exactly.
affairs and destiny of the people are given to people through imam. That is through the channel of imam. All these affairs are being given and distributed
yeah.
and handed over to the people. So this is the system of creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted it to happen. So we need to actually care for whatever we do in every aspect of our life. If we see, for example, let's say Israeli soldier or Israeli troops are doing such excruciating sins to the people of Palestine, and we still stand indifferent, we have to know that another person is watching and
yeah.
he's going to judge us on based on these actions. That we cannot say that, okay, as such a thing I have not seen, but we know that there is a proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watching you that you are that much indifferent. Mm-hmm. So you might be asking why we are always giving such examples of people of Palestine, because they are the
common topic everywhere.
The common topic anywhere, and they are, I mean, this indifference from some Islamic leaders in some Islamic countries cannot be tolerated. Even it is more dreadful than the first. Let me tell you another story that happened at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that the army of Kufr, the army of infidels, once has invaded the house of an un-Muslim lady and took away the gold belongings of the woman of that house. Imam alayhi salam said, if a Muslim dies of grief, there is room. I mean, there is a place for such an event that happened. It is not too much, I mean, to happen.
Yeah, it's so relatable.
It's relatable. So how come that we see all these things, not only even let this issue of Palestine aside, any other issue that happens in the Islamic,
yeah.
In different parts of the Islamic, we are unfortunately afflicted with lots of issues, and we need to have our own stance and our own direction. So we have to know that we are being checked, and we have been created. This is the world of the test, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to test us, and we need to show ourselves in this test that, oh Allah, have we been the one that you wanted or not?
Mm-hmm.
The same way that we saw in the actions of the followers and companions of Imam Hussein on the day of Ashura, most of them, when they were on the verge of being martyred and on the verge of their Shahada, they were saying to Imam alayhi salam, are you satisfied with us?
Yeah.
So this important sentence shows that we have to present ourselves to Imam and say, are you satisfied
and
with what?
And seek his satisfaction. Yeah.
Because satisfaction of Imam is satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
If we make Imam happy, it means Allah will become happy from us. You see?
Yeah. So, brother, as far as what you have mentioned in here, I would say that there's another point to that as well. when your deeds are presented to your father, maybe your father is going to pray for your betterment. That's mm-hmm. another point to it as well. We could consider it that way, aside from the very fact that we must be careful of the things that we do because we have to seek his satisfaction. So let's go for a break and then we'll be back in no time. مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ما ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ما ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه Welcome back, dear listeners. Well, this is the last part of today's episode of The Last Savior. We're talking about our deeds being represented to the Holy Imam. And what are the consequences of this? And how much careful we must be?
So when we now understood, based on Quranic evidences, that Imam and the Prophets watch our actions, the believers watch our actions. Even there are some believers that might be able to watch our actions.
Yeah.
This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran. So when we have reached to this knowledge, to this maturity, so we need to at least to be ashamed of doing some of our actions that we are doing in our daily basis. I mean, slowly think with ourselves that, okay, this action of mine is going to be presented to Imam alayhi salam, and I don't know what to say. If he is available in front of me and before me, and I don't know what to say to him. This is one aspect. Second, now again, that we reach to this ma'rifah or knowledge that he sees and senses and actually watches our actions, to remember him in our day, in our lives, every day, once at least, or even more than once. To say, As-salamu alayki ya baqiyatullah fi arad. If you like, just dedicate or gift three surahs of ikhlas to Imam alayhi salam and put your hand on his head and say, Al-musta'ana biki ya sahib al-zaman. Or Al-mustaghatha biki ya sahib al-zaman. To remember him is
and
also
to make a connection, to have a link and bond with him.
Definitely true. So we need to start this connection from somewhere to happen. I mean, this connection should happen from somewhere.
And it would give us the strength.
And you will see the benefits and the effects of it will be shown to you. I mean, without anyone telling you, you can see the sweetness of this relation
exactly.
with Imam. The family of the Prophet, the household of the Prophet, are the family of politeness. If somebody gives something to them, they are not people not to compensate for what you have sent.
Well, to ignore it.
To ignore it. Definitely they will compensate it with something better. The same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you what? If you step one...
If you take one step towards me...
Yeah, if you take one step towards me, I'll come 1,000 steps towards you.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's the definition of love.
Love. So if we do this, if we remember Imam alayhi salam with this salams to him, at least remembering of him, we have to have a schedule for ourselves to see how many times a day are we remembering him and praying for his reappearance. Because... praying for his reappearance is very important. It's very important.
It's just because like praying for ourselves.
For ourselves. We discussed it already. Because we have been said already, again, we have been said and we have been ordered and recommended that even the faraj in our affairs, the openness in our affairs is coming from faraj in his affair, in the affair of Imam Adi alayhi salam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to see his reappearance, it means that there is a reappearance in every action, in every closed issue that we had
and
in
our lives.
That
would be a refreshment to everything.
So we don't have, actually, this is an interpretation of a supplication that I heard it from one of the scholars, that he said, we don't have any dua except for the reappearance of Imam, because everything is connected and knotted to the faraj of Imam alayhi salam.
Yeah.
Right. When we pray for the reappearance of Imam alayhi salam, it means that we are praying for ourselves, not for him more. The first benefit comes to ourselves, second to the Islamic Ummah and the whole world.
Exactly.
Who are awaiting his reappearance.
So that's very important to have that in mind, to devote a special time for Imam and praying for him, the opportunity to maybe be able to be alive to see the day of his reappearance. So thank you, brother, and thank you, dear listeners. This was all the time for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.